tell me, and that you always will. Oh, you begged me to keep you in that house on the hill, looking out for love.
It's Thursday, and it's time for the Jick and Jick Alone show. The internet at the office is all fucked up, and they're sending somebody out to fix it a week from today, I guess. But until then, it's going to be impossible to broadcast from there because the cable just keeps going in and out, and that totally sucks. It sucks to work there too. So it's telecommuting time. It's great. I was working this morning in my underwear. I always work in my underwear, actually. It kind of bothers Riff and Scully and the rest of the guys that work there. But you know what? Fuck them. I'm the boss. Sorry. I want to apologize on behalf of everyone about the sort of lack of Tuesday updates lately. You know, there was one, but it was kind of a joke, kind of half-ass. This past Tuesday, we've just been busting our asses on the NS13 stuff, and there is going to be that 30-day countdown sometime soon. I'm guessing within the next week. So I am officially announcing the rollout of NS13 anywhere from 30 to 37 days from now. But yeah, just been going crazy working on that content. There was a lot more stuff. Every time I said how long I thought it was going to take, I tend to underestimate the amount of time it's going to take to put content together. And apparently, I'd been underestimating the amount of content that there was actually going to be as NS13 got closer. What I've been doing for the last like 4 or 5 days is just putting item drops into zones that were finished, but just didn't have any items dropping in them. And Scully has really outdone himself coming up with cool stuff. So I think to a certain extent we're gonna have a little bit of Burning Crusade syndrome. The post level 10 stuff is gonna be. I feel like the level 11 and level 12 quest zones are just pretty well developed to begin with, compared to the rest of the game. I mean, maybe not compared to the rest of the game now, but the thing is, if you think about like the zones that exist now, they are the result of having been created a long time ago, with stuff just sort of thrown into them, and then a great deal of refinement having taken place over years and years, and we're kind of skipping to the end on all these new zones, and that's very time consuming. But it is a ton of content, and that is faux show. So yeah, that's what's been going down. That's what will continue to go down. Hot Stuff is going to be joining me next week for the month O testing, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm just kidding about it being fun. The dev team is going to get sick of playing this game if what happened during the Ascension rollout is any indication, and I bet it is. But you know, that's more competitive potential for you with them not being in the picture. You the player, you the consumer, you the end user, because that's what we're all about. I suppose I can hop into questions, and hop into questions I shall. Dr. Van Van Mojo writes, I'm assuming that some of these were covered on Scholarship. I'm trying to pick up where I think he left off. Actually, let's start here. Kiss from Araz says, on the radio show in the forums, I've recently heard talk about multi-abuse and selling of KOL accounts. Do you check eBay? There are several people selling things. Interestingly, eBay seems to have finally discovered that we are an MMO and has started pulling all KOL accounts. And somebody was complaining in the forums that they actually got in some sort of trouble, like their eBay account got banned for doing that, and he was you know, trying to get in touch with us about his eBay account, which was you know, barking up the wrong tree there. But yeah, you know, it was one of those things where a lot of people have asked, did you tell eBay to stop allowing KOL auctions? And no, we didn't say anything. We just sort of let it go. It was a long time after they announced it that stuff was still available, so I was just assuming that either they didn't know about us or they didn't care. They looked at it and thought, oh, this can't be serious, and didn't bother to check, but then finally they did. And I suspect that it has something to do with that just absurdly large meat auction that took place. Like, you know, seeing a bunch of stuff for 99 cents or whatever is not going to draw their attention as much as, oh, here was something that sold for, you know, however many $100 that just, you know, nothing was delivered or whatever. So, yeah, I don't know. The official position, I still don't care. Again, you know, it was always kind of flattering that there was a real money trade going on with our stuff, and it's, you know, kind of flattering that we got eBay's attention. But beyond that, like, whatever. You know. I don't believe that there is a real conversion rate between meat and dollars, and you know, anything that reality does to support my conviction, I wholeheartedly support. Dr. Van Van Mojo wrote, why are the substat gains in the harem non-combats so bad? You can get nearly as many substats from the non-combats in the level 1 areas. Oh no, hobo in the pantry is 3 to 4 mist and 3 to 4 mocks with the right choice, whereas the harem non-combats are 7 each. Are they intended to just be awful adventures? Well, no, they were, you know, those are, right now, it seems like those are the non-combats that people complain about when they say, oh man, non-combats totally suck. And they are probably way out of line with the rest of the stuff in the game, and that's why people are noticing them. And so that certainly merits reassessment at some point. It has only been in the last couple of days that I've become aware of people really bitching about them. So, you know, we'll take a look. If it's something that everybody just groans when they see it, then that probably sucks. At least it has a picture. It went like a year without having a picture. So, you know, you have less to complain about than you could. Dread Pirate Roberts 1 says, have you been keeping an eye on the PvP premiership? Has made channel PvP come alive? I heard a little bit about it, but I don't actually know what it is. If somebody wants to explain it, then I'll tell you how I feel. But no, it's cool. Anything that gets people interested in PvP is something that I don't have to do to get people interested in PvP, because it's obviously just something that I'm not any good at. Jay Gingray says, any possibility of having foods changed to use multiple? A small thing, I know, but sometimes I'm in the mood for that extra mysticality instead of adventures from Turkish Delights. Well, if it was something that people were regularly having to use 100 in a row, then, you know, I don't know. You know, the line of thought that I'm headed down right now would fall apart whenever somebody pointed out spleen items, because all spleen items are used multiple. So the reason that I never did use multiple on food and booze before is because I didn't want to have to write the logic for the consumption, because they were limited, and most things that have used multiple, you can use as many as you want. Well, you know, up to as many as you have. I don't know anymore why I'm so against making food and booze use multiple. It would involve a lot of, rewriting of messages and grammar wrangling to get things to make sense. I guess it could just show you each one in sequence, since there's never going to be all that many. But, you know, it does show you each one in sequence when you click on each one individually. So, take your time, you know. Stop and smell the roses as you're slowly eating your daily food allotment and drinking your booze. I mean, you know, you don't go to a bar and say, well, let's see, how long am I going to be here tonight? I'm going to be here about, 3 hours, so I'm going to have about 6 drinks, and then just order 6 vodka tonics and have them pour them into a funnel for you. I mean, I do that, but you don't. So, you know, you can, plus, you never know. It could be that every time you drink an individual item of booze, there's like a, 1 in a million chance of you getting some crazy ultra-rare item that's super awesome and will make you rich and famous in the community. And if you drank them all at once, you would miss it. So that's, in fact, let's say that is what's going on. There are exactly as many of these awesome, wealth and fame creating ultra rare items as there are food and booze items, which is why it takes so long for us to add new content sometimes, is because, every time we add a food item or a booze item, we have to add the awesome thing that you get one out of every million times that you consume it. In fact, that nobody's found any of them yet, that doesn't mean anything. It's just like those 7 trophies. Diesel says, is there any way to have the MCD link show up in the character pane, even if it's at level 0? This would be useful for quick changes between fighting monsters. Well, the reason that it doesn't show up if it's set to 0 is because when you start your ascension, it is set to 0. For everyone, it is set to 0. And having a flag set to 0 is the same as not having a flag. So basically, we would have to dedicate additional resources, albeit a very small amount of resources. We would basically have to create another flag that's, have you seen the MCD or not? Because if somebody just ascends for the first time ever, has never read any spoiler sites or anything, they're going to see mind control device on the left side of their screen and be like, what the hell? And they won't understand why it takes them to Canada. They'll click on it and they'll see, oh, cool, Canada. And then they'll think, oh, that's how you get to Canada, is by clicking on this thing. And that doesn't make any sense, because maybe they'll never see it on the map. I don't think that's particularly likely. But it would be confusing for somebody who didn't know what the mind control device was to see that there at the very beginning of their ascension without doing some additional tracking, which, we could do. That whole principle is going to see some reassessment and a little bit of jiggering. I won't say rejiggering, because it's never really been jiggered in the first place, but with NS13, we will be reevaluating the operation of the MCD, and, maybe while we're in there, we'll do this. It's been a long time since somebody's asked for that, but it at first, when Ascension first rolled, it was something that came up all the time. Guyman says, would it be possible to send you, say, $11 Canadian and ask you to convert it to U.S. dollars for a Mr. A? Or would we have to send you $13 for conversion costs, or what? I mean, if you send the approximate equivalent of $10 U.S. in Canadian dollars and say, I want a Mr. A and not a Mr. A, we will do that. And no, I mean, we're not going to... The conversion costs are me driving to the bank once every couple of months and handing them the Canadian money that we've got and getting some American money back for it. So I'm not... No way am I going to charge every single donator a dollar for that, because, I was going there anyway. But you do have to specify, because if you just send, like, $10 Canadian, I'm going to assume that you want a Mr. A instead of a Mr. Accessory. Yeah, so you gotta tell me. And you gotta tell me who it goes to, because if somebody just sent me an envelope with $11 Canadian in it, I'd be like, woo, free money. I don't even have to give anybody anything in the game. Actually, what I would do is what I always do, which is put a post-it note on it that says, this much money, no user info. And Zly has a drawer full of those in case people call. So here's something. What you should do is you should send Zly a bunch of K-mail saying, my name is Joe from Texas, and I sent a donation and didn't specify my player ID. And just keep doing that like 1,000 times, and then one of them will be right. One of them will actually correspond to an envelope that we have in there waiting for Mr. Accessories to be credited. And anybody who does that, I'm going to come to your house and kick you in the nuts. So don't. Matt G987 says, any plans to make the elemental files zappable? No. There are a few rules we follow when determining zappability of stuff. And one of those rules is crafted stuff doesn't tend to zap into other crafted stuff. Because anything that you make on purpose, you can't... you know, we assume that if you wanted a spooky file, you would have made a spooky file instead of making a hot file. It is understandable that, you know, you don't always have access, maybe, to the particular sort of powder that you, or nuggets. Is it nuggets? No, it's powder. You don't have access to the kind of powder that you would want. And I was about to say you could transmute. It really seems like those potions would be made with wads instead of powder, because those are arguably the most sort of intense representation of an element. But I don't know why I did powder instead. They'll become more important later, too, which is, it's weird, because I was kind of excited about that mechanic when I introduced it, but nobody ever talks about them. But yeah, there'll be some interesting stuff later on that will help you, help encourage you to use those, because I think they're neat. Anyway, what I was going to say was that you can transmute the wads, not that anybody ever would, because it's so costly in terms of resources, which is another thing we might address. Plus, you know, it is conceivable that to get from one specific wad to another specific wad, you would have to spend, like, 4 turns and 4 reagents, which nobody's ever going to do that. Space Wolf says, why not make the rolling pins able to specify how many wads of dough you want to flatten / unflatten instead of just all of them at once? That would really help, I think. I'm willing to inconvenience people to whatever extent is necessary to preserve that joke in its current form. And, yep, that's it. Sivalt says, what about an itching powder grimoire item? It can give you an effect that will make you randomly miss in combat because you're scratching yourself. Yeah? Hogula says, are there any new campground dwellings coming with NS13? If so, you might want to mark all the dev accounts as unbrickable / untpable. Yeah, there is one, which is why if you toilet paper me right now, you'll get just a sentence that doesn't make any sense. I think that I can get away with just not fixing, like not adding the new dwellings into that code until after NS13, until after NS13 rolls, and then somebody reminds me on a radio show that people with the new buildings can't be TP'd, or they can, but yeah. So anyway, there is at least one so far. Well, there is exactly one so far, is what I'm saying. There may be at least one more. Tannen Zapful says, why isn't there Canada Dry in Little Canada? Well, it would be Canada Dry, and, I don't know. That's a good question. There isn't any place... Well, I guess that any of the monsters in Canada could just drop that as another, blatantly Canadian-style, or just MP restorative potion. That's not a bad idea. Foggy says, a couple of fairly technical questions about formulas for familiars. Most of the familiars have a lower bound for their actions, but the Dreidel and Personal Raincloud have a lower bound of 1, 2, or 3, regardless of weight. This seems really low, especially in the case of the Personal Raincloud, which is a rare Mr. Store familiar. Any particular reason they have this weak lower bound? Well, the reasoning behind any messed up formula in this game is because it was a formula that was pulled out of my ass when I wrote the code. Combat familiars are all over the place in terms of their effectiveness, and that's weird. I'm not going to say that it's like, Well, yeah, yes, I am going to say that it's bad design. There, I said it. It's bad design. But, you know, like Marshall's Project and that other guy in the forums, their deals where they're, like, doing 100% runs or close to 100% runs with every familiar in the game, that we're basically getting this encyclopedia about familiars out of Marshall, at least in dev, and the other guy. I haven't checked up on his thread recently to know what sort of detail he's putting into his familiar journal. But you know that's going to be invaluable. You know, there are some that are just painful to play with if you're trying to optimize at all, and some that are nice to play with, and. Whereas I understand, you know, we can't make everything as desirable. We can't make anything as desirable as a stat gain familiar for ascending, basically, just because of the, you know, that sort of poorly conceived mechanic. You know, the fact that that's so important to leveling, it just means that it's more important than anything else in the game to that kind of player. But, you know, there's really no reason for one combat familiar to be 10 times as powerful as another combat familiar. And I think that we have a situation now where some of them are on opposite ends of a spread that big. And that's, you know, one of these days we'll take a look at it. You know, obviously the rarer ones are going to be better than the you know, the ones that are easy to get. And that's okay. It's certainly okay for there to be some variance, But yeah, there's no particular reason that the Dreadle and the Raincloud have lower bounds of 1. What I tend to do on stuff like that is I will pick a random value between, like, weight divided by 3 and weight divided by 2. Just to give it a spread that, you know, the spread gets bigger as the thing gets heavier, but, you know, it also, the average goes up more as the familiar gains weight. On one that uses that kind of formula than one that's just, you know, a random number from 1 to the familiar's weight. Foggy also says, the other really technical question is about the Kokobo. With the Kokobo, a limit break doubles the effectiveness of 3 of its 4 actions. Damage, for example, goes from weight plus 1 to 3 up to 2 times weight plus 2 plus 4 or plus 6. Its restorative action is 5 plus weight plus 1 to 3. Limit breaks double the weight and the plus 1 to 3, but not the 5. Like I said, really technical. Was the plus 5 deliberately not doubled to keep the Kokobo from being too powerful? Again, that was probably just an accident. Basically, there is a single variable that is the effectiveness of a Kokobo, and then each of the actions that the Kokobo can take use that variable in their formula. And the reason that the plus 5 doesn't get doubled is because it's just the effectiveness variable that gets doubled, and then the healing is 5 plus effectiveness. So it wasn't so much a balanced decision as just a vagary of the way that the code is written. Let's see. Hogula says, if a player has a mod deleted, will warning/announcements by that mod still show up for that player? No. And honestly, that's okay, because if you have a mod deleted and you do something, get a warning, do it again and get banned, and you don't see the warning because you've got the mod ignored, you know, sorry, but I don't really have any sympathy for you. And then he says, though I burst out laughing when I saw that the traveling trader was offering swamp gas, I'm a bit underwhelmed by the item itself. And then he has an interesting idea that we probably wouldn't use on this, but how would you feel about making it so when you use a jar of swamp gas, you get an empty jar item, which you can then combine with any elemental powder to refill it and then you'd use it with different elemental effects. That way it wouldn't be a total waste of a pull even for casual players, and it'd be far from game-breaking. Well, I actually was curious about, I don't know, I feel like there are enough stunts that you can do with a combat item that reliably stuns that well that, you know, they're not entirely useless, to be sure. They are perhaps useless in the Ascension game, but, you know, we can't... The Ascension game is such that all of the content in the game is going to basically get put into a centrifuge by the people who are trying to really optimize their play in the Ascension game. And there's going to be a certain sort of level of thickness past which most of the items in the game are useless. Most of the adventures in the game you never want to see. Most of the content in the game doesn't apply to the way that you're playing it. And, you know, the fact that something is useless to an Ascender is not enough of a reason for us to not put it in there. You know, a Mr. Store item, we always try and take that into account, and that's what makes Mr. Store items so much work and so frustrating for us to create. You know, granted, that's it should be. It should be a lot of work for us to make Mr. Store items, because Mr. Store items are what keep us, you know, keep us in our bread and circuses. So, for that, though, you know, those things would be incredibly useful if you were basement delving, for instance, because they are just, all right, the monster is not going to hit you at all. So, you know, maybe there's a monster that you can't beat. I mean, right now, apparently, it is always the stat challenges that are stopping you in the basement. It's never the monsters that you're fighting. But just imagine that we balanced it such that, you know, sometimes there were monsters that you couldn't beat without a big expenditure of resources in there. You know, because that's ideally the way that it should be, right? The thing that you get stuck on should not always be the missed challenge. And one of the projects that I've got the dev team looking at in between their NS13 testing, when they get bored with that and want to try something different, is written a basement simulator so that we can try out different formulas for the way that the basement challenges work, and new challenges that you have to get past, and basically trying to make it so any of the challenges in the basement, any of the monsters, any of the new things that we add, has some chance of being the limiting factor for a character under some set of circumstances. And, you know, basementing maybe isn't the most fun thing in the world, but it is our goal moving forward to make it so the Speed Ascension game is not the only game that you can play in the long term. It's definitely, you know, it's definitely got the replayability angle, and it's definitely got its rewards, but we want to have a more multifaceted game than that, because especially the way things are now, as time goes by, the old boys club sort of just has a tendency to dominate the Ascension game, which, since that's the only competitive game, that's all there is. So, you know, that's just sort of a philosophical aside. But yeah, no, that's a cool idea about the jar. Though, that'd be a neat Mr. Store item, actually. Just a reusable combat item like that, that you could turn into a bunch of different things by adding a bunch of different ingredients into it. Huh. The Pretender says, tell Scully to get hijack this to fix his computer. You can usually tell what's messing you up, but if you can't, you can send me the log and I'll tell you what to take out. What I think we're going to do is just nuke Scully's computer from orbit and get all the data that he cares about off of it, and then reinstall the OS and everything, because that thing is just a mess. ACM says, so, Jick, after months of saying, everybody says I should like House, but I just can't stand that guy, I recently heard you casually refer to watching a bunch of House. What changed your mind? I don't think that I ever said that everybody says I should like it, but I can't stand the guy. I kept saying everybody tells me I should watch it, but I haven't gotten around to it. And I didn't get around to it. Mostly it was my mom telling me that I should watch it, and she just decided to take matters into her own hands and buy me the first couple seasons on DVD for Christmas. So we're almost through those, and apparently can't get the third season on DVD because the third season's not even over yet. That may have changed, but no, I like the show. It's awesome. It gives me all kinds of new fodder for my hypochondriasis. It's great. Now every time I get some twinge in my leg, I'm like, oh great. A blood clot. I bet about 5 seconds from now, either go to my brain or my lungs, and I'll either die or pass out. And then nothing happens, and then I'm like, oh, I guess it was just a twinge in my leg. So that's a lot of fun, having a brain that works like that, in case you were wondering. And in case you were wondering why I drink so much. Walla Walla 23 says, make sure you call your space game Airspace of Loathing and abbreviate it AOL. Yeah, that's a good plan. I still haven't heard anything from those guys. And I, you know, I'm not, like I keep saying, not particularly worried about it. I would imagine that the very worst thing that could happen is that the radio will have to change its name. And, you know, it's been a while. It's been a while for the radio station, and changing name wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for them. Hogulus say, since it would seem that you've organized a cross-promotional event with 3D Realms to release NS-13 at the same time as Duke Nukem Forever, would you mind temporarily fixing Spirit of Rigatoni, a la Hero of the Half-Shell, in the meantime? It really doesn't seem like it'd take that much coding. Yeah, fine. Maybe I'll do it during the break. Macaronis says, have you considered changing Spectral Snapper into a buff, self or otherwise, that makes your familiar do extra spooky damage every turn? Snapper is so expensive and not terribly strong, it seems like an aside to what a Turtle Tamer really does. weird. Okay. Correcting a glitch that I didn't bother to read out loud. Yeah, you know, it's the reason that was initially conceived when I did the first pass through the classes to make their Spooky Raven skills. One thing was that the Sorcerer one was way too powerful and pretty much rendered spell slinging useless as a strategy, so that was no good. So that became a Spooky Sauce. And the other thing was I had initially conceived of that as a spell that caused all of your familiar's existing damage to be spooky. But then I decided, well, I don't know what I decided. It used to be the case that Turtle Tamers on early Ascension runs actually needed Spectral Snapper, the original version of Spectral Snapper, as I recall. There were some complaints when it went away. And so, you know, it was like, oh, wait, I've already got this skill. It's already coded. All I have to do is change the text and change it to spooky damage, and I'm done. So, you know, it wasn't the most well-thought-out thing. I am a little hesitant to put in a buff that only applies when you're using a combat familiar, because combat familiars see so little use in serious play. That doesn't mean, you know, like I said earlier, that doesn't mean that the skill is not something that we would consider putting in there, but if we do the sleaze spooky raven, then let's just say that the turtle tamer skill will be something that causes all your familiar's damage to be sleazy. Although, you know, actually, putting in something that there are some, I guess like something like the pumpkin bucket. If there was a buff that gave you an effect that was kind of like the pumpkin bucket, where no matter what familiar you were using, it did some spooky damage. That'd be an interesting buff. We'd have to kind of balance it to make sure that it wasn't too overpowering, especially in the early game. You know, if suddenly your volleyball can just kill everything in one hit. Krylar says, what are the chances of seeing a stainless steel shirt or a plexiglass poncho? I haven't wanted to do that just because the stainless steel and plexiglass items have a sort of alignment with the classes, right? And they're, you know, whereas I know people who have a lot of them have a lot of them, and they would like to see something new, but I kind of like that symmetry there, and I'm weird about shirts, because it's kind of like half a mechanic, you know, and I'm reluctant to change the game in any serious way involving shirts, because I don't want people to, it bugs me the idea of somebody seeing a shirt, and, because it's not at all obvious to somebody how to get the ability to wear shirts. And, you know, maybe, I don't know whose problem that is. I suppose they could always ask somebody. But, yep, see, Smoot-X has covered your with toilet paper. I bet a lot of people tried to toilet paper me when I started talking about that. Let's see. Max Vance says, when you use a mariachi G-string, the message says nothing about it going away. However, it does go away after use. What is the narrative explanation for this? You garrote the enemy with it? You leave it in their neck. And then you forget to get it when you beat the monster up. Sagebrush says, so I get that folks would have to climb the beanstalk every time they wanted to visit the sky until they obtain the SOCK. Once one has obtained said flying pinnace, like pinnace. What is a pinnace? P-I-N-N-A-C-E. I'm going to look that up. Anyway, once one has obtained said flying pinnace, can we not simply fly on up? Why not a top bar link or a main map link? Yeah, just a couple of clicks, I know. Just asking is all. You know, there is no... The weird thing is, there are more zones on McLarge Huge than there are in the sky. Nobody ever asks for a McLarge Huge link in the top menu. I don't know why. Nobody ever asks for a Spooky Raven link in the top menu, and I don't know why. Nobody ever asks for... Wrong Side of the Tracks link. You know, it doesn't bother you that there aren't links to those, and it would be crazy cluttered if there were links to all of those, and it does bother people. You know, you have to go to McLarge Huge every bit as much as you have to go to the Beanstalk. Maybe it is that when people are playing through the game, they tend to have to bounce back to their inventory or back to town more often when they're in the above the Beanstalk than they do when they're on McLarge Huge or in Spooky Raven. I don't know. Maybe that's not it. Huh, pinnace, a light sailing ship, especially one used as a tender. Huh, I wonder what tender means. See, this is the problem with me and dictionaries. Let's see, tender, as a noun. consideration or regard. That can't be right. Something that may be offered in payment? No. A ship employed to attend other ships as to supply provisions. I see. All right. So a pinnace, I guess like a tugboat. Dark Rift says, I am sending this PM regarding my recent donation to KOL. It's the first one I've made in several months, and I was just curious as to when I'm going to receive my Mr. A's. Well, if you send a bug report with the transaction information in, then Zly will... Those usually get processed the following business day. So, that's something that we are very careful to stay on top of. And so, send a bug report with the transaction info, and it'll get taken care of just as soon as she gets to it, which is, like I said, usually the next business day. And if you do it first thing in the morning, it'll be that day. Archley says, okay, so I asked about rum and colas not giving MP last show. You guys gave the answer that alcohol gets rid of the recuperative effects of the fizzy drink, but... I don't know who said that. That was outside of canon. I just keep forgetting to do it. Let's see. I'm going to look... at these cola drinks. Everything's super slow because Rollover is running. Well, let's see if I remember that when I come back and see that the search is finally completed. Dark Lord Shadowmaster says, hey, Jick, I think the turtle totems look like turtle totems, not dildos, turtles. Well, I agree. Frank and Bean says, has the voluntary NPZR/Kokobo nerfing in KOL Mafia helped reduce the number of the amount of stasis mongers and lessen the load on the game? I'm not sure. I haven't really looked at any before and after numbers, and I don't actually know when it happened or what it consists of to know. So, cannot answer that. Clever Name says, I love regen. Could we have a long optional quest where the reward is an unpermable intrinsic regen skill? Sure. I mean, yeah, hell, someday there might even be a permable intrinsic regen skill. Uber Noodle Boy says, that's really cold, having the foreign merchant dude there for only one day. I was about 20 turns away from finishing my hardcore run. Well, you know, that's the perfect time for multis. Or, you know, find somebody you trust. Have them buy stuff for you. Give them the wads later. And he's always only there for one day. That's the point of him. That's the point of he. Uber Noodle Boy says, the scintillating portal text uses the wrong kind of its. I wonder what scintillating portal text he's talking about. Send that in as a bug report if it's actually in there. I'm sure that it is a typo rather than somebody who writes for the game not understanding that distinction. Wait. Okay. Still, its siren call is hard to resist. I have no idea where that is in the game. I'm going to do a grep for it. Oh, well, I would have been waiting a long time to do a grep. No, that is precisely the correct usage of its there, and you're wrong. The Dread Pirate Wesley says, hi guys, I was wondering, will there be more female versions of shirts in the game, like a pirate wench shirt? Equipping it would give the intrinsic talking like a pirate effect, or a bonus to Moxie, just like the regular pirate shirt. I'm not against that kind of thing. Gleeza says, I know I've suggested it before, but can the fortune cookies give some sort of effect which causes your sentences to end with ... in bed? Thanks. Well, while that's funny, I think it would, I think giving any more chat effects is gonna cause Rift to drive us all crazy. Alright, rum and cola, let's see. Whiskey and cola gives that amount of regen, so I think the rum and cola should give that same amount of regen, and clickety-clickety now it does. So, that's finally fixed. Let's see. Is rollover over yet? No, rollover is not over yet. It's not quite time to take a song break, but it is just about time that I have to pee really badly. So I'm going to cue up some music and be back in a bit. Oh, how about some soul coughing? Got some, is Chicago, is not Chicago, got some down to this, and bust to Beelzebub. Alright, and I'll see you kids in about 10 minutes.
Chicago. It's not Chicago. wrists and I'll get the wrist. You get the ankles and I'll get the wrist. You get the ankles and I'll get the wrist. You'll come down to this side. You get the ankles and I'll get the wrist. You get the ankles and I'll get the wrist. You get the ankles and I'll get the wrist. You'll come down to this side. butch up with guile. What will Adam all I was now a warp like a smile?
Feel much better, and so do you, because soul coughing is really good. I can hop right back into the questions. Cowtack says, I really enjoyed the Color Familiar and Color 8-Bit Realms Grease Monkey scripts. I was just wondering if there would be any more, if there would be any splashes of color with the release of NS13. No, there is never going to be any color in this game that's not already there and not fan-created. Landar says, the cover of Hallelujah in the first Shrek movie is performed by John Cale. For reasons unknown to me, the Rufus Wainwright version is on the soundtrack. Well, I didn't know how many versions of that there were. But apparently a lot more than I thought. Poop P says, with the amount of food in the game, it's sad that there are so few sandwiches. More sandwiches, please. Maybe a sandwich crafting skill. Yeah, Hot Stuff has long been pushing for a witchcraft skill, which involves making sandwiches, because Hot Stuff is all about the bad jokes like that. And, you know, it's not the worst idea in the world. His idea was, I think, that it would be a skill that you would earn via some quest that just gave you a kind of different non-Postomancer-specific set of high-end food crafting recipes. Which, you know, it's interesting. I actually drew some sandwiches today. I guess I drew them yesterday, and I put them in today. There's at least one sandwich item in the NS13 content. Zomga spoilers. The Pretender says, the Icy Hot Katana is difficult to get and is two-handed. While traditional katana had two-handed techniques, there are also many single-handed styles as well. My question is, could there be a mechanism so that the weapon can be changed to single-handed? I could just change the weapon to one-handed. Also, it'd be neat to have different stats for single and dual-wielded weapons. And by stats, I mean bonuses. I don't know if you mean single and dual-wielded as in you're using just that, or you're using that and something else, or if you mean one-handed and two-handed weapons. And one thing that we're planning on doing, one of these days when Hot Stuff is out here, there is going to be another great printing out of items. And we're going to kind of look at all of the two-handed weapons compared to the one-handed weapons and their sort of relative difficulty to get, and the fact that now there is a lot of important stuff that goes into the offhand slot means that there is a serious disadvantage to choosing a two-handed weapon over a one-handed weapon. And so what we're probably going to do is lower the equip requirements on those a little, or just up the power and leave the equip requirements the same, and maybe start beefing up their enchantments a little bit compared to one-handed weapons that are currently in the same bracket. That's definitely on the horizon. Probably pre-NS 13. Hell, we might even do that as a Tuesday update. That'd be cheap. Since it was something we were going to do anyway. Cheese152 says, okay, I know the Penguin contract drop rate was messed up, but could you make it a little bit higher? I'm level 7 and I only have 4 of them. I think I liked it better having 50 at all times. Well, the thing is, the reason you if you say, I am level 7 and I only have 4 of them and you've never used any, then that makes sense. If you have used them, you're level 7 and you could have used 200 of them. Well, assuming 200 turns to get to level 7, which is probably way out of line. But, I don't know. I mean, I think once I sort of explained it, people were pretty satisfied with the way that it worked in that thread. I mean, because I was definitely paying attention to that to make sure that I didn't, piss people off, especially because of the goofy timing on the rollout of it. It's made for people, to either use all the time or not use at all. It's like saying, well, I can't save up 30 of these to use against the sorceress. Well, yeah, you can't. Sorry. You were never supposed to be able to. That wasn't how it was supposed to work. Ranava says, can we get a command like put all into closet? No. John Patrick MCP says, I was listening to a podcast of your show from a week or two ago when you guys had the big discussion about the price of soda water versus its MP restore value. As someone who plays casually, I agree with many people that it is really hard to recover MP at low levels. I do actually rest at my campground, but when I play a mist class, I have to rest 2 or 3 times to recover them all. Why not just make a campground item that allows you to heal more MP when resting, but can be found earlier in the game? For instance, you can make a bar skin usable, and when used, it became a bar skin rug on your campsite in the space where a beanbag chair would usually go. You could then spend one adventure lying on the rug watching the stars and contemplating the universe, which would restore 40 MP. This would encourage players to rest, since you would have to spend an extra turn... No, since you... Oh, and since you would have to spend an extra turn, would not be abused by speed players. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about the campsite lately. And I think what might be neat to do is making something like specifically the really good feng shui, have that be something that is just like a flag that you get on your, it doesn't show up in your campsite. It's just something that gets applied to whatever dwelling you're using. And then if you replace the dwelling, it just goes away. And doing the same thing by allowing, somebody had suggested making curtains out of all the skins. And, it'd be funny if, curtain rod at the armor and like or sold you a curtain rod. No. But it would probably just end up being something like a big stick plus a skin would equal these curtains, and then you would put the curtains in your dwelling, and then it would just replace whatever curtains you had. And if you got rid of your dwelling, your curtains would go away. And those could sort of fine tune the stuff that you got from resting too. So I don't know. Resting is something that we can mess with when we want to, throw a bigger bone to the casual players rather than doing something that's going to benefit everybody. And it's definitely something good to look at. The casual ascender is a weird beast because, somebody who doesn't want to play optimally but still spends a lot of time starting over. And it's neat. I mean, that's how I would play, I think, if I played this game. That is a segment of the player base whose needs don't come up that much because they don't tend to be very vocal about mechanical stuff. And something like this is just right up that particular person's alley. It's up our alley, and we hope it's up yours. Oh, speaking of up yours, we had to increase the prices of a bunch of stuff in the KOL store today because the U.S. Postal Service has just decided to, like, double their rates on international shipping. And having shipped some stuff here from England, it is it is surprising to me that we were able to ship things so cheaply from the U.S. abroad. But yeah, basically all the international shipping charges doubled, and then all of the glassware had to go up by a buck or two to make up for the increased postage cost. So yeah, Scully suggested that we've upped our prices, so up yours. That was what made me think of that. la, 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 la. CrazyFalcon893 says, I always hear you guys talking about World of Warcraft. How about showing Diablo 2 some love? You know, we were just, Hot Stuff and I, while we were playing World of Warcraft today, were just reminiscing about Diablo 2. I played the shit out of Diablo 2 a few years ago, but I don't think that I ever really played it all that seriously. I never had a Stone of Jordan, so I never actually was involved in any of the sort of trading community, and I never got, I think the highest level character I ever had was like, yeah, it's 70 or something. Like, I didn't do, you know, repeated bail runs or whatever it is that people do. But yeah, you know, played a lot of Diablo 2 over time. And we tried to play it again. We all installed it and created characters and tried to play a local version in the office. It was me and Hot Stuff and Xenophobe and Riff. And it's just sort of dizzying playing multiplayer. And, yeah, it was way too fast-paced, and it was, we picked it up. We bought a couple extra copies of it for, like, $10 each so that we could all play it together as a kind of a team-building exercise. And then, we played once for, like, an hour, and then it was like, yeah, that wasn't really all that much fun. I think we beat Andariel, and that was it. But, you know, sorry, we've moved on to World of Warcraft as a group. And it's just a good game. The more I play it, the more I understand that. Max Squiggle says, Dear Jake, will you ever reinstitute items that are no longer available, i.e. crystallized time or other limited available items, perhaps available at Mr. Store? No, that would be kind of a kick in the nuts to the people who have them and appreciate them, or the people who, you know, have spent a lot of meat. DeMonkey Man says, Ashalon's wife says the lack of pineapples is one of the main reasons she refuses to play KOL. Would there be a chance to get them implemented so as to win her over? I don't know. Maybe the trader could come back one day with pineapples the way he came back with bananas. Baby Bonnie Hood says, when will the generic you drink the fruity girl drink messages be eliminated and replaced with more proper messages like with other booze? I don't know. Whenever I remind Scully to go in and do that, I guess. Glebe says, will the basic meat shield ever happen? Yeah, it is possible. We haven't really decided how we're going to do the big shield crafting. It's all just kind of been bucklers. But there will definitely be some shield recipes with turtles, a la the current Amorous turtles. And we haven't really determined whether we want to do like a shield turtle and have you smith ore onto that, or, you know, have there be turtles that you can attach to some sort of basic meat shield that you can also attach, you know, you can also smith ores to. You know, well, it's definitely something that we're eventually going to get around to doing. It's one of those things where we haven't ever really figured out a truly satisfying structure that makes us excited about it, and so it just hasn't happened. According Leaf says, hello, can you please tell Jake that Radio KOL rocks? Thanks. I agree, Radio KOL does rock. Those guys do yeoman's work in keeping it real. The Logman says, hey, Jake, should we expect any new familiars for NS13, or is there just going to be the much-talked-about Sombrero nerf? The Sombrero thing is going to be the least nerf-like of anything that we do for NS13. It's just a recentering of it with the existing game in mind, rather than it, you know, being based on the way the game was 2 years ago. Not really. That's something that we haven't really been, like, we're kind of getting, we're all kind of feeling familiar overload, just because there are so goddamn many familiars now. And we kind of want to slow down on that. There are so many other things in the game than familiars that we tended to use familiars as our kind of go-to thing for something that we know people are going to be excited about. But, you know, maybe if we more fully developed some of the other ideas in the game, then there would be other things that people are as excited about as they are familiars. So yeah, there are a couple, that I can think of, but it's not really a it's not really a focus on our development right now. Dan Bob says, how many Twinkly-Wahs did you soak up this traveling trader go-around? I don't know, actually. I haven't looked. We can't really tell. Well, we could, actually. You know, I didn't pay attention to how many got sunk last time, and I forgot to reset the totals. So we know how many wads we've sunk in total by the trader for the last three times he's been here, I think. So. Apple Jordan says, you do realize that you can determine class level, Ronin/hardcore status, and housing type through who is and toilet paper, right? Because I know the evil of the Devsters. And we should make it so you can't who is or brick or toilet paper the Devsters, just in case. Mazapan says, when will KOL be Web 2.0 compatible? I don't know what Web 2.0 compatible means, but I expect that KOL will be Web 2.0 compatible in time for Web 4.0. Dan Bob says, so there was some confusion with Riff and Scully over whether you were knee-deep or ass-deep in Ascension Code. Care to clear things up? I think when Riff saw me, I was standing on a code bar, so it looked like I was knee-deep when, in fact, the actual level of code was up to my ass. Kinda angst, I guess. The price of Mr. A's has drastically fallen over the last 6 months. 6 months ago, Mr. A could easily go for 5.4 million meat, and now it's going for 4.4 million, if not less. Are there any plans to counteract this price drop in order to prevent fewer people from donating due to decreased value? The thing is, I don't think that the value has actually decreased. I think that meat is just worth more as a result of it being a little harder to come by than it used to be. And, I think that I believe that the economy is still in kind of a deflationary state, which is good, right? Because that means that we sort of have a perfect MMO economy. I don't know that that's actually true, but I see the reduction in cost of Mr. A's for meat as a positive thing. Because the thing is, a Mr. A is always going to get you enough meat that you basically don't ever have to worry about anything for the life of your character. Right? And I think that is the reason that people donate. People don't donate so that they can become active in the rares market. Some people do, to be sure. But I think that, for the most part, if somebody's donating to get the meat, that's plenty of meat for them. You know, it's like basically, I can buy my way into not having to worry about currency in this game for $10, and then that's fine. And 4.4 million is still a lot of meat. In terms of the actual game, 4.4 million meat is a lot of meat. You know, it's way more than you need for, you know, a year of play. Maybe not a year, but, you know. Boo Boo says, hey guys, tomorrow is my last day of school and I'm planning on doing something stupid. Should I spray paint "eat pussy" on the side of my school? No, you should never, ever do anything like that, ever. Zero Sen says, hey, Jick, I got a question regarding the jars of swamp gas. Based on the description, it makes me think there may be more to the item. Any relation between the item and the Ignis Fatuus, a.k.a. Will-O-The-Wisp, a.k.a. False Treasure? Now, pretty much what you see is what you get. The flashing lights are what stun the monster. The gas is what hurts them. Freak says, it's a nit, I know, but I must ask. Why do items that decrease things like initiative still warn about the max item buff applying? Is there a minimum item buff, too, that decrease in it? Things that interact with initiative shouldn't have any kind of warning on them at all. The only thing I can think of that would show that that show something like that inappropriately is if we had an item that made skills cost more to use, which maybe we do, or if we had something that was minus critical hit, which I don't think exists. So, yeah, tell me specifically what you're talking about, and I'll address that. KOLMMGBot says, hello, I was wondering why there is no way to trade skills, such as I want to hire a turtle tamer to do work for me, make pants. I have the materials, but they could scam the materials. I mean, you know, you buy them in the mall. You could, if you really wanted to do it like that, I guess you could insist on some collateral. Stifer says, it sucks we couldn't have had a 1 millionth player. Why isn't there some sort of time restrictions on account creations? That would be annoying. And it would only ever... I mean... You know, yes, it sucks that people do things like make 1,000 accounts trying to get player ID number 1 million, but, you know, whatever. Fernando Bono says, perhaps you could create a new cookbook that costs 3,000 and does random spooky stench sleaze damage just for the Postomancer, I guess. We've got some plans for that. That would actually make another relatively satisfying Tuesday. Now that I think about it, I believe that Riff actually wrote stuff for other Elemental Fix cookbooks. I know that I had Zeno check that the code actually supports it, and it does. So that's cool. Freak says, is NS13 ever actually going to happen, or are you all just living large and jet-setting around the world? If the latter, can I donate to get prawn postcards from exotic cities? Hey, I've been either ass or knee-deep. No, it's like I said, between 30 and 37 days from now. And it is close enough to finish that is a certainty. I'm down to a mere handful of post-it notes on the things to do before we announce 30 days pile of post-it notes. Naked Jew says, because of a remark by Riff last week, I discovered the awful wonder that is the Eye of Argon. Thank you and damn you, Riff. I kind of just don't care about the Eye of Argon. I didn't ever really try and read it. I can see how it would be funny if you were sitting around in a group of nerds and doing the whole, like, see how much of this you can read without laughing game, that it would be the kind of thing you would enjoy if you are the kind of person that enjoys that kind of thing, I guess. But I don't know. I feel like they should just leave that guy alone. Neviazin says, how many new areas will be here when NS13 comes? Oodles. Bunches. Tons and tons. I don't remember exactly. So probably 20. As far as actual zones that, you know, there are zones that are open for a while as parts of quests and stuff, and there's a bunch. Yeah, I'm guessing around 20. It's kind of hard to say. There are some things that make an actual number difficult to come up with, even if I was trying. Dan Bob says, banana plus mob penguin cellular phone equals ring, 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 banana phone. Laura Palmer says, is the fruit at the hippie camp 100% certified organic? I didn't see any labels or signs indicating this. Also, is NS13 going to be lower in cholesterol? No, far, far higher. I think we're introducing the first pork products into the kingdom. I don't actually know if pork is high in cholesterol or not. I guess it is. Bacon's got to give you heart attacks, right? Because it's so good. Turtle Chef says, how about some adventures in the tavern for those of us on the teeter oxy path? There's more to do in a tavern than drink, like eat wings or crappy karaoke. You know, if you're the kind of person that goes to bars and doesn't drink, I hold no truck with you or your type. Riven451 says, "Hey, I've noticed a lot of Discordian references in the game, and I was wondering if either Jick or Mr. Skullhead are of the Discordian faith. Am I going crazy?" Fnord. Riff is more into that kind of stuff. Like, I, you know, we'll throw a Fnord in every once in a while or whatever, you know, or a Hail Eris here and there. But I don't actually know anything about it. I mean, or maybe I just think I don't know anything about it. Or maybe I'm lying just to sow discord. Riff knows a lot about that. A lot of the references for the last couple of years, at least, are probably him. Mitchell says, "We should have the KOL version of the Scottish Highland Games. Out on the Goatlet, of course." Yeah, we get a caber as a combat item that you have to have 300 muscle to throw. But if you do, it instantly kills any monster with less than 300 hit points. Duff Killigan says, "Jink, I have a great idea for a familiar of the month. It would be an external stomach. Every 2 pounds would give you, like, one more fullness or something. It would also hit monsters with something like stench damage. Just a thought, maybe you could make something like that." That is way, way too powerful. I think, like, basically we have always said that we don't want to sell turns, and that is selling turns. That is giving donators far more ability to play the game than non-donators, and that is something that I think we should avoid. Glebe says, "Jick, if you want to be aware of someone bitching about something, just spend a day in hardcore." Xmoodex says, "Will you ever make a here the cheat, have another trophy for having exactly 3 trophies?" That'd be pretty funny, actually. Xmoodex says, "Other than Jews, what other races do you hate?" Different Jews. Necrophage says, "Minimum mall price of items is no longer necessarily 2x auto sell, right? E.g. Villa Doc. Could you let the facsimile dictionary be sold for less so we can actually sell them outside trade?" It is almost a certainty that facsimile dictionaries are going to become untradeable with NS13, so no. And I forget exactly how the minimum price for Villa Doc works. I don't know what the auto sell on a Villa Doc is now. Let me look. How did I do that? See, the auto sell on a Villa Doc is actually 0. You cannot auto sell it. It's not so much a dissociation of minimum mall price with minimum auto sell price. It's a dissociation of auto sell price with market price, like NPC store price. I say market because that's the name of the table. But we no longer have to have things. It was always the case that auto sell was just half what it would sell for in an NPC store, and so, you know, the way that I picked prices on stuff that went in NPC stores was by setting their auto sell value to half of that. And that's no longer the case. The store table actually now has the market table has a price in there. So we could conceivably sell things. We could sell the same thing in 2 NPC stores for different prices, which not that would, you know, I'm sure that there's probably some sort of game flow design that we could come up with that would make sense to do that in some case, but I can't think of one right now. I can't think of when we would ever do it. Xmoodex says, "Will other miscellaneous items become usable in combat when NS13 comes out?" On the order of those scrolls, no. That change reflects a change to the way that quest plays out, which I think is really cool, actually, and that I've been meaning to do for a long, long time, and never really got around to it. It was difficult. What's neat is that now we have the game set up such that there is like a whole different game running for the people on the dev server than on the live servers, and it would be the case. Well, it's no longer attached to the dev server, right? We can push out all of the code right now, and nothing gets spoiled, right? It isn't until we set this sort of global, like, it is NS13 now, that all of the changes happen at once, and they happen under the exact same circumstances that we've tested them under. So there's not... rolling out Ascension was a hassle, because we had to have the live servers sort of available but hidden for a long time so that we could test everything on the live servers, make sure that everything got rolled out properly, and basically NS13 can be tested on the live servers right now. And so the fact that we have that flexibility now, the fact that we built in all of that code for sort of encasing things in NS13 specific logic means that I can do a lot of the things that I've been meaning to do for a long time, but things that involved, you know, changes to items that go out and happen on the live servers as soon as I make them, but things that are going to take me like more than a day to do, I have trouble with because I can't leave something half finished if it's half finished on the live servers, right? So having this freedom, and I think that we're going to just change all the NS13 wrapper code to NS15 wrapper code and just leave everything the way that it is now, so that we can keep doing that in the future, so that we can roll out big changes all at once like that. But I don't know. Nothing else smoot is going to happen like the scrolls, where some regular item just becomes combat usable. Air Alice says, are there still any familiars that we know about that the Doppelshifter won't turn into? Yeah, it's possible. I never really remember to do that, and I think that it won't turn into the Penguin at this point, which I should look at. Istanbul says, would you say that people often assume that you put far more thought into older aspects of the game than you actually did? Yeah, absolutely. I would say that the assumption that we put really any thought into it other than the thought, you know, is this funny, is mistaken. Freak says, are you going to nerf stasis? Oh, yeah. Apple Jordan says, how about just a plain funny familiar that doesn't do anything or maybe rarely useful? No, that doesn't do anything useful, or maybe rarely does something useful. I don't know. You could argue that to a lot of people, all of the combat familiars are like that. They're funny, but don't really do anything useful. I don't think a familiar that its only job was to do nothing is something that's really on the, you know, yeah, there's the pet rock. We got that. That's funny. Swine says, if we ever decide to have an item in PvP that passes from player to player, can we call it the Jick Ball? No. No, we can call it the something ball, but we could definitely do with a Calvin ball reference. That's interesting. Invariel says, how about having a drop-down box in the top frame with a list of all the areas the player has available and a go button? Well, there already is that in compact mode. I mean, that's one advantage to compact mode. We could add as many things as we wanted to that. Although, on mine... I've got a bunch of extra things on my compact mode left menu that makes it really long, and sometimes it gets scroll bars if I add a couple more while I'm testing something, so I got to kind of watch that. You know, there is an upper bound to that, because you end up with that being just another interface problem. Let's see. Well, that was the end of the questions up until my last refresh. Let's hope that... got some more questions than that, because I got a half hour left. MoonGoat13 says, I was wondering if you're planning to do any big events like you did before, like the Grey Plague or when the Penguin Mafia were introduced. There's nothing that we have specific plans for right now. That's certainly the kind of thing that we're more likely to think about once we're done with the current giant project. You know, there was definitely some stuff we tried to foreshadow, and we've got ideas. But, you know, with the comet, we decided to make it kind of a big deal, you know, and so it was a lot of work, and any event that we did in the future, you know, we would want to be something similarly complicated, not maybe similarly complicated, but similarly content-rich, I guess. Dan Bob says, working from Hogulus's idea about a refillable jar, you could theme it like an empty bottle that proves oh so useful, like in the Zelda games. Yeah. Gannett Swift says, maybe the witchcraft could use toast? Toast just makes better sandwiches. I always hurt myself when I eat sandwiches with toast, because I take giant bites and the crust of the toast scrapes the roof of my mouth up. It's awful. And then my wife makes fun of me for hurting myself eating a sandwich and tells me that I'm stupid. But I'm not stupid. It's worth it, man, because, goddamn, sandwiches are good on toast. That would suck, though, because you'd only be able to make 1.5 sandwiches a day. Grack says, new Penguin contract drop rate, good. I agree, Grack. Does Grack talk like Caveman? Laura Palmer says, maybe two-handed weapons could have a second higher muscle requirement that allows you to still equip something in the offhand. No, while I see where you're going with that, that's a little goofy that in terms of actually coding it. And, no. Gannett Swift says, also, any chance on whips, bucklers, and other stuff from the furry fur? The hides and skins have been getting a lot of attention lately. Yeah, the furry fur is sort of outside the scope of that, and maybe it shouldn't be. Because the furry fur existed really before. I mean, there was the bar skin, I guess. But the furry fur was kind of the first of those. And it, as such, it's got a different kind of vibe. But yeah, that's something we could look at. I just did some more skin stuff. There's another three skins in one of the zones in MS-13 that I just had Hot Stuff design some crafted content for and got those done and then drew them. I drew some of them yesterday, in fact. God damn, there's a lot of content in MS-13. Like, just several hundred new items. It's crazy. Seeing where the first items we put in for MS-13 are in the list of items compared to the items now, and people who pay attention to the item IDs of stuff that comes out can see how big the gaps are. See how many things. MoonGoat13 says, what about new trophies for MS-13? Yeah, absolutely. That's something that at least one day during testing is going to be dedicated to just conceiving of and coding new trophies. So there will be plenty of new things for you to go after. Plenty of things to discover. Apple Jordan says, for somebody who likes a furnished campground but ascends frequently, how about a praying option that selects furniture from your last ascension but only half effective once a day? I don't really understand that suggestion. If you clarify it, I'll get into it. Dulana says, are the stunning hand-drawn images in the game actually drawn with pen and paper or drawn on computer? What size are the original drawings? They are drawn on paper, laser printer paper. Reasonably good quality so that the ink doesn't bleed out. And with a Pilot Precise V5 fine point rollerball pen. And then they're drawn about how you would expect. I mean, the monsters tend to be about, I don't know, an inch and a half tall, and items tend to be two-thirds of an inch tall, maybe. Sometimes I'll have to draw stuff bigger to get more detail in it, and that's why you can kind of tell, like, that some of the lines are thinner, which, consistency is for homos. Freak says, as an example, the -10% combat initiative for the garbage items. Well, but I still don't. Let me look and see what one of those is. Bottle. Giant discarded bottle cap. That's mysticality. Moxie. Giant discarded torn up glove. None of those items have negative combat initiative. The fork, maybe? Yeah, it's okay, but it's a critical hit multiplier. Let me give myself one of those and look at the description to make sure that there's not something going on that doesn't make sense. He said as he clicked through his inventory. I really need to clean up my inventory. Giant discarded plastic fork. Yeah, 2x chance of critical hit. If you wear multiple items that increase critical hit chances, only the highest multiplier applies. That warning totally makes sense in this context, because there's never going to be anything that subtracts critical hit chance because of the way that enchantment works. It wouldn't mean anything. If you had a -5 critical hit chance, and you had a, you know, plus one critical hit chance, the plus one would take over, and you get an innate plus one. So that's you know, there's sort of, yeah. Oh, I see. Garnet Swift says, I bet the question about penalty to initiative being equip, but it's, okay, again, it's not initiative. Being equip one only is for the Amulet of Yendor, which, yes, increases skill cost. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. SF Warlock says, please, please, please improve the display case UI. It took me 3 days to get mine set up. Well, let's see what SF Warlock has got going on. I mean, I would welcome ideas about a better way to do stuff than this. You, SF Warlock, have a bigger display case than almost anyone in the game. I don't think it's possible for me to make something that's going to make it so you can do what you have done in a really short amount of time. I mean, I guess it kind of sucks to have stuff in there, you know, have to put stuff in 11 items at a time or whatever, but we're limited in what we can do with our interface. I mean, I guess we could make some crazy Ajax drag and drop thing that was, you know, more work than the entire rest of the interface in the game combined to put together and then only apply it in the display case, but we're not going to, you know. I mean, I don't know. You know, somebody could probably write a script. Somebody could probably write an add-on for KOL Mafia that allowed you to make a sort of version of what you wanted your display case to look like in some external app and then generate all of the web requests and do that. So if somebody wants to do that, you know, you can use that, and I won't even know that you're doing it. So go right ahead. And you know, we're making stuff just in a web page, you know? I mean, if it was a Flash app, we could have an awesome drag and drop, you know, you could drag and drop items from your inventory onto a paper doll to equip them, you know? And, you know, someday we'll make a game like that. But right now, we're limited by the fact that it's a web page, you know? The nice thing about it is that you can play KOL, and you could have, and this would have been really awful, but you could have done everything that you've done with your display case on your phone. You know, and that's because it's, you know, limited protocol. Oh, the guy who wrote the Eye of Argon is dead as of 2002. Well, then I guess I wish people would leave his memory alone. Quisalis says, there is no 13th familiar because you don't like the number 13, right? Why did you guys choose 13 for the next major change in gameplay? Well, it's not that I don't like 13, it's that I like the idea of 13 as a superstition. And, you know, it makes sense that the evil nemesis would be a level 13. Yeah. let's see. Duff Killigan says, if you don't want to sell turns, what do you call a wild hair and temporal riftlet? The stomach could give one fullness per five levels, so you'd get four more fullness. It wouldn't be too excessive, but it'd be enough to help. The thing is, okay, you're right. I guess we're giving people an opportunity to get turns that they would not be able to get if they didn't have that donation familiar. But we were very careful to make sure that in order to get those turns, you have to be using that familiar all the time. Nobody is ever going to say that those things are broken because, you know, basically, if your goal is to see as much content as possible, just to spend the absolute maximum possible number of adventures, then it might make sense to use those familiars if you're buying all your food in the mall and you're buying all your booze in the mall. But, you know, if you're playing at all, if you're trying to make progress in the game as opposed to, you know, if you're going for quality instead of quantity, you're not going to use those familiars. You know, they're neat, they're fun. The March Hare is cool. I like it as a familiar, and sure, it does give you some turns at rollover, but it gives you turns at rollover based on the number of turns you spent with it during that day, which means that you're trading something for those turns. You know, I mean, it's kind of, you know, I mean, I can certainly see your point, but I think the stomach thing would piss people off in a way that the March Hare and the Temporal Riftlet did not, and I don't know why I think I'm right about that, but I think I am. I think it would really bother people if we sold, an item of the month that just increased your fullness. Yeah, because that's... Xmudex says, are there still plans to make holidays happen for every week for a Tuesday update, or did that idea get scrapped? You know, we talk about it every once in a while, and last time I think we came up with two ideas, and there are really only like four or five gaps at this point. So, I don't know. It's one of those things where someday a Tuesday will line up with... You know what somebody should do? Somebody should either point me at a place where I can see this, a place where there's a list of the next, like, eight Tuesdays and what KOL day they fall on. And if they fall on a day of the month, it would make sense for us to put a holiday in. Maybe that's our Tuesday update. We came up with something kind of cool that I think people would like, a Feast of Boris-esque thing that we would really enjoy writing the content for. yeah. So that might be neat. Zero Sen says, Jick, with NS13 and all you're thinking about the campground lately, could we get a meat locker upgrade, say a meat bin a la Scrooge McDuck's money bin, where we could go meat swimming? That would be bitchin'. Oh, man, now I can never believe anything that Duff Killigan says ever again. Speaking of 28 Days Later, are you going to do anything now that 28 Weeks Later is out? By the way, it sucks. Don't see it if you haven't already. I saw it and I really liked it, and I'm probably going to see it again this weekend, because my wife hasn't seen it yet. No, I thought it was awesome. I know. And Zero Sen, NS13, when I say that I've been thinking about campground updates, I don't mean that I've been working on campground updates for NS13. There are not going to be any significant changes to the campground apart from at least one new dwelling as part of NS13. G. Valco says, Mafia does have a display case manager, pretty useful at times. Well, great. Already done. C. Norgard says, so how many new tattoos will NS13 introduce? Will there be new tattoos for old items, e.g. toy space helmet plus ray gun plus jetpack plus astronaut pants? No. There'll be a few new tattoos. And that might be another thing, like the trophies, where we decide to spend a little time, like, let's make sure that NS13 introduces a bunch of new tattoos just by throwing... I've always liked the idea of throwing new random tattoos in, but then the trophy case kind of took over for that. And, you know, that is something, like, I think that if I had it to do over again, the closet wouldn't exist. If I had it to do over again, there would be either tattoos or trophies, but not both. You know, live and learn. I'm sure people like the fact that there are tattoos and trophies. Wow, got a lot of calendars linked to. Damn, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. Gannett Swift says, I think you hate the stomach familiar because there would be min-maxers who would equip the familiar, eat, then switch back to their starfish. I don't think min-maxers are using a starfish, but yeah, they'd switch back to their volleyball. Noblesse Oblige's calendar, they say, has next Tuesday's plus KOL days, but it's not a list. You have to click the days. Yeah, I want something that I can see all on one screen. It'd be nice to have one if I knew which days actually had KOL holidays, which I guess this NL calendar kind of does. It's got trick-or-treating, it's got... Yeah, weird. It's got Oyster and, yeah, okay, so Oyster, Sneaky Pete's Day... Trick-or-treating, and Feast of Boris. Are those the only things that, and then Valentine's Day. Okay, I see. I wasn't looking enough at the calendar. All right, well, you know what? I'm going to look at that and see if I can figure out a way to throw a new holiday in as a Tuesday update, because, you know, like the Feast of Boris, that was like a day's work for Scully, and, you know, it's people like it. It's neat recurring content, and, yeah. let's see. Duff Killigan says, I guess the only reason I didn't like it is because I'm a big Killian Murphy fan. And since the first movie was based on him, this one made me sad. Is that the guy Is that the guy who was the cab driver? Oh, no. Weird. Okay, I had no idea. I had no idea that, okay, so I knew, like, oh, there's that guy from Batman Begins, and there was that guy from 28 Days Later, but I had no idea that they were the same guy. That, wow. It's surprising to me that I didn't notice that. That was a cool character. I watched Batman Begins, like, a couple days ago, for some reason. Or, rather, it was on while I was playing World of Warcraft. lots of people sending in calendars, but that's it. No more questions. I suppose that I could go up and see if there's anything from the earlier show they would have... Putineska had written before, if you want to make the fizzy tonic be useful as an MP restorer, you may need to consider people with large max MP will not be able to afford to restore MP this way. Yeah, it is conceivable that it is clear that we won't be able to make docs a sort of universally desirable alternative to soda water unless we allow you to buy MP in quantity. That's fine. We can do that with an interface that's not a whole lot more complicated. I mean, it'll probably require more than one button, which is the weird thing. Or it could just be, you know, a quantity and a button and zero means all, but then there needs to be a note about zero meaning all. But yeah, if we do that, which, you know, let's say we're going to do that. We're going to make it so that it's always cheaper to get MP from docs. Like, if we just make it so you can, you know, buy MP for 17 meat each, whatever. Hogula says, valuable trinkets, auto sell price, increase, go. Yeah, okay, let's look at that. Valuable trinket, 150. What's it cost? 500 meat to go to the shore now. So let's say the auto sell value on valuable trinkets is now 250 meat. Now they really are valuable. Let's see. Inferno Hero says, hey guys, I just turned 18 on Friday, and I was wondering which would be the best way to abuse my new age in an addictive way. Porn, tobacco, lottery, or spray glue from Walmart? I'm sure that they suggested all of the above, which is what I will suggest too. I made sure to buy porn, cigarettes, and a lottery ticket on my 18th birthday. I didn't smoke, and I still don't look at porn. But I played a lottery every day. In fact, for every $10 donation that you make, $5 of that goes to scratch-off tickets. Sorry about the purring. I'm just looking for questions that I think that I have something to say that Riff and Scully would not have said. St. Nick says, what's up with the huge wall around Seaside Town? Is it to keep monsters out? Yeah, Seaside Town is, for some reason, at like, you know, 1800s army fort. That's what they decided to build it like. Maybe someday they'll upgrade the walls. I do sort of wish that, you know, for a while we were talking about putting some stuff in different areas of town and making it so town kind of expands gradually as you play through the games. Because right now I feel like there's so much crap going on in town that it's you know, maybe marginally intimidating to a new player. But I don't think it's that big of a priority. But you know, we'll see. We might think about giving them a stone wall at least someday. Maybe making it round. Joe is me says, who built the hourglass that we use as an icon for Adventures Remaining? They put too much sand in it. No, no, no. It's just that the top half is as a magnifying glass, so it looks like there's way more sand in it than there is. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, how's the documentary going? The 10-minute cut is done, and the guy is still working on the... Elementary Penguin is still working on the long cut. He's hoping that he'll have something to show by Comic-Con, actually, which that's a lot of work in a short amount of time. But, Harrican says, what was that awesome slow cover of My Humps you guys played a few shows ago? That was Alanis Morissette. You know, bearing in mind that all of these, I'm sure, were answered. I shouldn't pick the questions that are just easy to answer. I should do what I said I was going to do and pick the ones that I have something to say about. War Junkie says, hey, Jake, if you try to buy the cloak in order to get the zapping wand but fail because you have under 5,000 meat, can you still find the shop or is it gone till you ascend? I don't remember. That needs to change anyway, though. We need to make it so... We keep meaning to make it so you can get another wand the next day, which would be... It would be trivial to change that. Yeah. Di Vernon says, if there was a chat effect a la Liar's Pants that appended text that contained a preposition, would the sword switch it? I don't know. I don't know what order those things... I don't know what order those things happen in. Chazzo says, Harvey Keitel is finally taking a break. Thanks, guys. Saw some other reference to the fact that Harvey Keitel pops his head in way too often, and so I just wrote a handful of new crossbow attack texts the other day. That's something that I really wish that I would remember to do, because I feel like I could go in, you know, every few days and just, like, write a couple new attack texts for stuff, and, like, that's something people wouldn't notice, you know? So it's the little things that show that we care. The Pretender says, the necklace chain now turned the hemp string used to be in an NPC store. Why isn't the hemp string in the hippie store, too? Well, because that's just not the way that works. The hippie store sells, you know, stuff for cooking and cocktail crafting and whatever else you can do with those things. Potions. Which I guess is technically cooking. But yeah, no, you gotta farm those things. Well, I'm not sure. Oh, look. Oh, man, I've been getting IMs and not noticing them. Deadheart has checked in, so I'm gonna see if she is ready-ish, and then I'm going to play a song and go out. And she is, so I think we're done with the television show. We were done with the television show before we started this radio show, because we've never had a television show. Was I looking at the word television? Why the hell did I say that? I'm going to go out on another soul coughing song, I think, because soul coughing is the shit. That song is too long. I know this is fascinating radio. Let's just play Circles. That's a good, short, catchy song. All right, well, I'll probably see you guys next Thursday. And until then, keep lying in the gutter and keep looking at the stars.
everything. When the gas runs out, just wreck it and ensure the land.